Hello, everyone. I'm Amanda Belby, Associate Editor at Consultant and Consultant360.com. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Mumta Jan, who is an Associate Professor of Internal Medicine at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. She is with us today to speak about the role of cost in hepatitis C virus treatment accessibility. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Jan.
Thank you for having me.
So to start the discussion, how do you serve uninsured HCV patients?
So I work at Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas, which is a safety net hospital. And I would say about half the population we serve does not have insurance. And these treatments for hepatitis C are very expensive. The cost can range from $50,000 to $70,000, $80,000 for a 12-week treatment. And so for the hospital, it is quite cumbersome to be able to offer that type of treatment to all of the patients that have hepatitis C. Yet we also know that the consequences of hepatitis C, developing cirrhosis, developing liver cancer, developing decompensated liver disease, is also quite devastating to the hospital, because we were seeing a lot of admissions to the hospital for these disease state, for decompensated liver disease. So the way that we have been trying to treat our indigent population is through a mechanism of patient assistance programs. We assess the patient and determine if they're interested in treatment, and then we have a team of folks that will assess their eligibility for a patient assistance program, and we file with directly with the drug companies. And many of the drug companies have very robust programs where they will assist patients and provide medications for free. And we just help to help that process along by asking the patients to fill out the paperwork, and then we monitor them while they're on treatment and follow their labs. And it's been very successful, and we've been able to really offer treatment for a large number of patients through this program.
And what do you do if Medicaid doesn't pay for your patient's HCV medication?
So let me talk a little bit about the insurance companies. As I mentioned, about half of our patients don't have insurance. The other half have Medicare, Medicaid, or sometimes private insurance. Medicare is very liberal. We don't have any pushback from Medicare in terms of treatment. And the commercial insurance varies, but most of our patients, or many of our patients that have insurance, have Medicaid. And so the Medicaid is a state-funded program. And in Texas, at least, they are restrictive. They are only allowing us to treat those who have advanced liver disease. So a patient with hepatitis C may initially have a normal liver in terms of scarring in the liver, and then over time, they can develop fibrosis. That means more scarring in the liver. They go from stage 1 to 2 to 3, and then finally stage 4, which is cirrhosis. And then within cirrhosis, they can have more progression and develop decompensated liver disease. So they are allowing us to treat those who are determined to be stage 3 or 4, but we have patients that come in and they have early stage disease, but we can't treat them. And unfortunately, there really is nothing else that we can do, because we can't go through the patient assistance program. That is only for people who don't have insurance. So we basically tell them, well, the good news is you don't have a lot of liver disease right now. We have to wait until your liver disease gets worse before we can treat you. That's not usually what a patient wants to hear. They know, they've seen the ads, they know that this hepatitis C is curable. They're frustrated that they can't get this cure, and it seems counterintuitive to try to wait until you're worse to cure something than to do it when you're early on. And I agree. I think most of the data that has come out in terms of cost effectiveness shows that earlier treatment of hepatitis C, when your liver disease is not that bad, is actually more effective long term. Because once you have cirrhosis, there's still a risk that you're going to have complications from that cirrhosis, even if we get rid of the hepatitis C, even if we cure the hepatitis C. It just makes more sense to treat them early. At least in Texas, the program, you know, just because of the cost of these medications, just they can't treat everyone, and so they restrict it. I usually tell my patients, look, this is a decision that may change over time, so we just need to keep monitoring. We'll bring you back in a year or two and reassess. You know, the goal is to try to get them treated.
And how do you view the future of HCV treatment funding and accessibility in the United States?
Well, there has been an incredible number of hepatitis C treatments that have come out in the past 2 or 3 years, which is fantastic. And there's even additional drugs in development and to be coming out in the next year. I'm hoping that with all of this competition, that prices for these medications go down. And I think if the prices for the medications go down, then my hope is that many of these insurance companies will broaden their scope of the patients that they allow to be treated so that, you know, if it wasn't as costly for Medicaid to treat one patient, maybe, you know, if the cost was half, they might be willing to expand it to, you know, include patients with stage 1 or 2 disease. That's going to take some time, but I hope that with all of these compounds available on the market, that there's going to be competition and that's going to drive prices down and hopefully increase access for patients.
Great. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Dr. Jan.
You're welcome.